RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Asia Water Council first meeting to be held in Bali. Australian Foreign Affairs Minister meet with Vice President Yusuf Kala on the opening of Consulate General in Makassar. Bali process needs to respond quickly. Now the news in detail. Indonesia will host the first General Assembly of the Asia Water Council, AWC, in Nusa Dua, Bali this week to discuss issues and find solutions to water resource challenges in Asia. Indonesia will share its experiences, problems and solutions regarding water resource management with other countries during the three-day meeting, which will be officially opened on Thursday. Public Works and Public Housing Ministry Water Resources Management Director Agus Suprakto said on Monday that through this forum, Indonesia will share experience of water resource management and learn from other countries as well. One of the topics that Indonesia will bring to the meeting is water management system in urban areas such as Jakarta, Agus said. The country also plans to discuss solutions to this problem through adoption of so-called Smart Water Management Initiative. Other issues that will be discussed during the AWC meeting are related to water cycles, including the many aspects of water usage, natural environment protection, and natural hazard mitigation. Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Yulia Bishop on Monday met with Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala to discuss about the plan to open Australian consulate office in Makassar, South Sulawesi. After he met Yulia Bishop, President Yusuf Kala stated the plan to open the consulate office is reasonable since geographically Australia is located relatively closer to the Indonesian eastern region. Vice President Yusuf Kala hopes the opening of consulate office in Makassar can effect on the increase of Australian investment in the capital city of South Sulawesi province. The series of meetings of the six ministerial meetings of the Bali process on people smuggling, trafficking in person and related transnational crimes has been officially opened by Indonesian Director General for Multilateral Affairs of the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Ambassador Hassan Klip, in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday. In his remarks, Ambassador Hassan acknowledged the need for the Bali process to be relevant following the irregular migration issues occurring in the world. He further emphasized that the Bali process should respond accordingly towards emergency situation in the region.
We acknowledge the need for the Bali process to be always relevant by responding timely to emergency situations whenever and wherever they arise that caused by irregular migrations in our region. It is in this regard that we come forward with the proposals to establish a consultative mechanisms between the co-chairs in responding to such emergency situations. The co-chair would like to seek your support for the Bali process declarations on irregular migration. It is indeed a non-legally binding document that expresses our concern, reaffirming our commitments, and identifying our priorities for the next 2 years.
Furthermore, Ambassador Hassan Klip noticed that Bali process has to accommodate concern and contribution of other regional and sub-regional initiatives such as Jakarta Declaration and Bangkok Initiative. He also assured that this initiative had made pertinent contribution to strengthen and complement the Bali Process cooperation. The sixth ministerial meeting of the Bali Process on people smuggling, trafficking in person and related transnational crimes is attended by 267 delegates, including 70 ministers from 48 countries. The meeting is also attended by 5 state observers and 6 international organizations. The Bali Process meeting has brought significant impact on dealing with people smuggling, human trafficking and irregular migration. This was stated by the Australian Ambassador on People Smuggling Issue, Andrew Kalisnowski, in his remark on the opening ceremony of the 6th Ministerial Meeting of the Bali Process on People Smuggling, Trafficking in Human and Related Transnational Crimes in Bali on Tuesday. According to him, the irregular migration issue has developed so that the Bali Process should step up its support to achieve its ambitious goals of tackling smuggling and human trafficking issues.
Since the time we last met in this forum, irregular migration has become possibly the most critical global issue in the world. It is certainly for many countries. We believe it's very important that the Bali Process step up its efforts, that we not just continue what we have been doing, but that we work harder, we strive further, and we set for ourselves ambitious goals.
Furthermore, Ambassador Andrew Galanowski encourages the Bali Process member state to act more flexibly and agile in supporting each other in responding to the challenge of the region. He further assured that the result of the Bali Process meeting would be brought to higher global meeting as a positive contribution of region towards current global issue settlement. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. An association of young entrepreneurs has called for the special treatment and facilitation of small and medium enterprises before they start trading at the Indonesian Stock Exchange, IDX, to ensure high demand for their stocks. Such facilitation would help create demand and eventually the stock of SMAS would be traded at good prices. According to Indonesian Young Entrepreneur Association for Greater Jakarta, Hidmi Jaya, Hidmi Jaya Stock Market and Investment Head Konstanti Wisan said the special treatment could include creating a separate trading board for SMAS and allowing venture capital companies to pre-purchase stock of SMAS. The IDX office and the IDX had been in talks about the facilitation with the boards, as it considered allowing SMAS to get investment from the venture capitalists before they enter the stock market. Conventional media outlets such as newspaper and television station must do more to enrich and develop their content to attract mobile savvy news reading public, a recent survey conducted by the Indonesian Digital Association ADA has suggested. Conducted in collaboration with German-based market research company GfK and China's IT company Baidu's Indonesian branch, the survey aimed at measuring the behavior of online media readers from 5 Indonesian cities found that almost 96% of respondents prefer to access news content through their mobile phones. He cited the recent data of long-running daily newspapers in Harapan at the end of 2015 as a victim of the declined print media market and increasing online demand. Meanwhile, GfK Indonesia Media Director for Consumer Choices, Robi Mulyadi, said that in 2015, the total revenue earned by mobile apps in Indonesia reached $21.2 million, with 70% of the revenue coming from mobile advertising. Both print and online media, he added, had their own advantages. The last item, the Central Statistics Agency BPS has recruited at least 340,000 people from various backgrounds to partake in the country's economic census scheduled to be carried out nationwide from May 1st to 31st. The outsourced data collectors will work along the agency's 16,000 personnel in 2016 economic census, the fourth of its kind since it was first introduced in 1986. BPS Chief Suryamin said, "Decennial economic census aims at providing data for guiding the government's economic policy making and evaluating the country's development. It can also portray the country's business landscape and level of competitiveness." Suryamin expected the number to increase by at least 10% or 24 million this year because of the new digital platforms. Separately, Indonesian Employer Association of Indo Chairman Haryadi Sukamdhani said that he prepared the surveyors to directly visit businesses. Haryadi said that the respondent would understand better if the surveyors truly explained the confidentiality issue in person. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled "The Fall of Army Helicopter in Poso." On last Sunday, March 20, 2016, an Army helicopter crashed in South Coast Poso, Central Sulawesi, killing 13 soldiers. The helicopter crashed while on routine patrol in the front of Operation Tinombala, namely the joint operation between the military and the police, in the mission of hunting down terrorists of Santoso Group in 60 days. Sun politicians said that the operation of Tinombala needs immediate overall evaluation. It is suspected that the accident would not have happened if it was held within the time frame as targeted and not to be extended to 2 months. Initially, the operations, which began on January 10th, should be completed on March 9th. Perhaps there is no direct connection between the Army helicopter accident and the Hanob Santoso, Indonesian police chief Badrodin Haiti ensured that the military helicopter crashed in Poso, not by terrorists. It seems to be more due to bad weather. Although it is true that the ill-fated helicopter is part of the Tinombala operation, it should be noted that the acts of terrorism in Poso is never fully overcome. Tinombala is expected to be the final operation. Unfortunately, the crash helicopter accident occurred and resulted in the deaths of 13 members of the Army. Santoso Group is not a new one. They are all players who are pretty dangerous. The helicopter accident that befell TNI was not directly related to Santoso Group. However, the military forces are part of the efforts to combat terrorism groups that had been detrimental to the nation. The government has shown its appreciation to those killed in action. TNI Commander Gatot Nurmanto has said that all the 13 Army personnel were killed in the line of duty. They were buried in a military ceremony at Kalibata Heroes Cemetery, South Jakarta, and got one level posthumous promotion in their ranks. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with an event that occurred on March the 22nd, 1945. The Arab League is founded. The Arab League is a regional organization consisting of Arab nations which are geographically located in the Middle East and North Africa. The Arab League was established on March 22, 1945 in Cairo by 7 Arab countries, namely Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Syria. Today, the Arab League's headquarters is in Cairo, Egypt, with 22 member states. The purpose of the establishment of the Arab League was to strengthen relations between member states and coordinate economic activities, communications, culture, citizenship including passport, visa and extradition, social and health. The official language of the Arab League is Arabic. Next is March 22, 1946, Egypt recognizes the independence of Indonesia. At the urging of the Muslim Brotherhood and other Islamic movements, eventually the Egyptian government under the leadership of King Farouk recognized the independence of Indonesia on March 22, 1946. After that, the Egyptian government sent a special envoy with letters of recognition to meet the Indonesian first president Sukarno in then the capital of Indonesia, Yogyakarta. Since Egypt's recognition and support for the independence of Indonesia, the countries in the Middle East flocked to recognize Indonesian independence. Not only that, India then followed the steps of Egypt and the other Middle Eastern countries. Last is from 1999, the first World Water Day. World Water Day is a global campaign on the importance of water for life and the protection and management of sustainable water resources. A celebration of the World Water Day was first proposed in the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development on March 22, 1992. A year later, through a UN resolution number 147 of 1993, March the 22nd was designated as World Water Day. Well, that was Today in History. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Focus. Today's theme is the Indonesian government protests China's Coast Guard action. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. Minister of Marine Affairs and Fisheries Susi Pujiastuti protested the People's Republic of China related to the entering of its motor vessel Kue-1007-8 Fei and a Coast Guard ship into Indonesian territory around Natuna waters. Minister Susi Pujiastuti in Jakarta on Sunday, March the 20th, explained it was began when officer from Director General of Marine Resources and Fisheries aboard Hue-11 supervisory boat held Kuafei-10078 motor vessels with China's flag in the waters around Natuna, Riau Island, Saturday, March the 19th. A Chinese Coast Guard ship suddenly arrived to chase Hue-11 supervisory boat belonging to Indonesia and crashed into the apprehended motor vessel. As a result, the vessel was badly damaged and the officers had to leave it for the sake of safety, only managed to bring 8 crew. According to Susi Pujiastuti, such incidents should not happen again. In the future, it is necessary to have an Indonesian warship more frequently to counteract the Chinese activities in the Natuna Sea. Minister Susi said that despite the incident happened in the border area, the vessel was declared to have entered into Indonesia's exclusive economic zone. The incident, according to Minister Susi, will be reported to the President, the Coordinating Minister for Politics, and the military commander. She asserted, so far, bilateral and economic relations with China have run well. The Chinese government, therefore, should be able to respect Indonesia's sovereignty. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi on Monday, March the 21st, claimed to have summoned and met Sarsi Dafer of People's Republics of China in Jakarta, Sun Wei Dai. During the meeting, she strongly protested against Chinese ship violations in the region of Natuna. The protest lodge contained, first, the Chinese Coast Guard violation of the sovereign rights and jurisdiction of Indonesia in the region of Exclusive Economic Zone, or EEZ, and a landing continent. The second protest is on the violation of China's Coast Guard against law enforcement of the Indonesian authorities on the region. Third, violations were also committed by China's Coast Guard on the sovereignty of the Indonesian territorial sea. She affirmed during the meeting, she stressed to the Chinese that in a good state relation, the principle of international law, including those contained in the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea of 1982, should be respected. Retno Marsudi added, other than that, she also stressed that Indonesia is not a claimant state of South China Sea. That was Focus Today on the Indonesian government protest China's Coast Guard actions. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to headline of some national newspapers published today on Tuesday, March 22, 2016. We start from Kompas. In its headline, the Daily writes about Tinombala operation unaffected. The implementation of Tinombala operation unaffected to the crash of helicopter owned by Indonesian Army that caused 13 TNI soldiers died. TNI is committed to support the police in implementing security operation and the pursuit of terrorist groups led by Santoso. Meanwhile, Presidential Special Staff of Communication Johan Budi SP said President has ordered Coordinating Minister of Politics, Legal and Security to further investigate the crash of helicopter. Meanwhile, Media Indonesia in its headline writes about voters are getting more rational. Voters are sick for the local leaders who are close to the people and can be responsive to see the needs of society through the policies. In 2017, Jakarta had election. The election is predicted more rational. The paradigm friction of voters started on the 2012 Jakarta election. Voters no longer dwell on aspects of primordialism, but on the program of their figures. Koran Republika in its headline writes about personality changes breath optimism. Republika Daily once more giving figure of changes award to the five figures who have made real actions for their surrounding people. They will take the Republika Figure of Changes 2015 award, lasted at the Jakarta Theater on Monday evening. The figures, namely, leader of Nurul Haramain Islamic Boarding School, Hasanain Juwaini, environmental activist Hotlin Ompasunga, Gojek CEO Nadiem Makarim, Slank Ban, as well as Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara. We conclude with Business Indonesia in its headline about a heavy year early. The government's burden in pursuing tax revenue this year seems harder. By the end of last month, the total of tax revenue worth 124.21 trillion rupiah, or 9.13% from the target of the national budget of 1,360.2 trillion rupiah. Last year, the tax revenues during January-February period reached 130.8 trillion rupiah, or 10.1% from the target of 2015 state budget amounted to 1,294.3 trillion rupiah. Indonesian Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro said the weakened tax revenues in the last 2 months was a reasonable cycle. That was the headline.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Here Newsline, read by Rahmana. Indonesia will host the first General Assembly of the Asia Water Council, AWC, in Nusa Dua, Bali this week to discuss issues and find solutions to water resource challenges in Asia. Australian Foreign First Minister Julia Bishop on Monday met with Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla to discuss about the plan to open Australian consulate office in Makassar, South Sulawesi. The series of meetings of the sixth ministerial meeting of the Bali Process on People Smuggling, Trafficking and Person-Related Transnational Crimes has been officially opened by Indonesian Director General for Multilateral Affairs of the Foreign First Ministry, Ambassador Hassan Klip, in Nusa Dua, Bali on Tuesday. The Bali Process meeting has brought significant impact on dealing with people smuggling, human trafficking and irregular migration. This was stated by Australian Ambassador on People Smuggling Issue Andrew Galanowski in his remark on the opening ceremony of the sixth ministerial meeting of the Bali Process on People Smuggling, Trafficking in Human and Related Transnational Crimes in Bali on Tuesday. An association of young entrepreneurs has called for the special treatment and facilitation of small and medium enterprises before they start trading at the Indonesian Stock Exchange IDX to ensure high demand for their stocks. Conventional media outlets such as newspaper and television stations must do more to enrich and develop their content to attract the mobile savvy news reading public. A recent survey conducted by the Indonesian Digital Association ADA has suggested. The Central Statistical Agency BPS has recruited at least 340,000 people from various backgrounds to partake in the country's economic census, scheduled to be carried out nationwide from May 1st. Until 31st. The outsourced data collector will work along the agency's 600,000 personnel in 2016 economic census, the first of its kind since it was first introduced in 1986. That's Newsline from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com. Or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia.
In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit North Sumatra Province. Stay tuned. Listener, carbonated water or sparkling water is usually just for a drink. But in the Parbubu One village, Tarutung sub-district, North Tapanuli Regency, North Sumatra Province, you can enjoy the sensation of swimming in the sparkling water. There you can swim in the semi-circular water pool in the depth of 160 centimeters. The swimming pool is known as Tarutung Soda Water Bath. The location is approximately 285 meters south of the city of Medan. From Medan, you can reach the place by land transportation for 7 to 8 hours. Tarutung can also be accessed with a 40-minute flight from Medan, capital of North Sumatra, to the Silangit Airport. The travel time from the Silangit Airport to the soda water bathing pool, only about 40 minutes drive. Listener, soda water bathing pool has a spring in the bottom of the pool. From the spring, the water flows from the slit of the rocks and causes foaming. The aroma is similar to carbonated beverages. Here, you can swim and soak as much. While bathing, you can enjoy the beautiful carpet of rice fields. Though soda water bathing is indeed located in the expanse of rice field that overgrown of rice seedlings. At the end of the paddy field, there is transverse range of Bukit Barisan. Listener, interestingly, there is not just to swim, you will also get a direct benefit after swimming there. The water is believed efficacious for health because it can heal rashes, rheumatism, and sore eyes. It can also prevent cold and bone calcification. After bathing, you can take a break while enjoying culinary, which are sold there. Managers of the pool provide a range of options, among others, lampet or Batak typical snacks made of rice flour, wrapped in pyramid-shaped banana leaves. There is also a hard-boiled egg, bakwan, and fried bananas. Listener, the spring of soda water was discovered in 1973. People at that time regarded soda fountain as a haunted place because the rice plants damage if the soda water flow into the field. Then in 1990, a local resident, namely Minar, developed the soda water. He made a cement pool. Since then, the bathing place is increasingly recognized as one of the attractive destinations in North Sumatra, called Air Soda Tarutung. It becomes increasingly valuable because the spring bathing place is the only one in Indonesia. In fact, in the world, there are only two soda springs. Another one is in Brazil, but it is not used as a bathing place there. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Soda Water Bathing Place. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in the conversation. Today's topic is membeli mesin jahit, or in English, buying a sewing machine. Stay tuned. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Membeli. Membeli, in English, to buy. Mesin jahit. Mesin jahit, sewing machine. Adik perempuan. Adik perempuan, younger sister. Lulus. Lulus, finish or graduated. Kursus, kursus, course or class. Menjahit, menjahit, to sew. Membelikan, membelikan, to buy for someone else. Perlengkapan, perlengkapan, equipment. Benang, benang, thread. Jarum jahit, needles. Gunting, gunting, scissors. Kain, kain, material or fabric. Tahu, tahu, to know. Toko, toko, store or shop. Di sudut jalan, street corner. Dekat, dekat, near. Kantor, kantor, office. Merek, merek, brand. Terkenal, terkenal, well known. Pelatihan, pelatihan, training. Garansi, garansi, warranty. Satu tahun, 1 year. Next is conversation on membeli membeli mesin jahit, or in English, buying a sewing machine. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between Nita and Dewi at the office. Adik perempuan saya sudah lulus kursus menjahit. Adik perempuan saya sudah lulus kursus menjahit. In English, my younger sister has finished her sewing course. Saya ingin membelikan dia mesin jahit. Saya ingin membelikan dia mesin jahit. I want to buy her a sewing machine. Selain itu, saya juga mau membelikan dia perlengkapan menjahit. Selain itu, saya juga mau membelikan dia perlengkapan menjahit. Besides, I also want to buy her some sewing equipment. Misalnya, benang, jarum jahit, gunting, dan kain. Misalnya, benang, jarum jahit, gunting, dan kain. For example, some thread, needles, scissors, and material or fabric. Wah, bagus sekali. Wah, bagus sekali. Wow, that's nice. Apakah kamu tahu toko mesin jahit yang bagus? Apakah kamu tahu toko mesin jahit yang bagus? Do you know a good sewing machine store? Di sudut jalan dekat kantor kita, ada toko mesin jahit merek terkenal. Di sudut jalan dekat kantor kita, ada toko mesin jahit merek terkenal. On the corner near our office, there is a well-known sewing machine store. Kalau kita membeli mesin jahit di toko itu, mereka akan memberi pelatihan. Kalau kita membeli mesin jahit di toko itu, mereka akan memberi pelatihan. If you buy a sewing machine there, they will give you a training. Selain itu, garansinya biasanya 1 tahun. Besides, the warranty usually is for 1 year. Bagus sekali kalau begitu besok pulang kantor kita ke sana. Bagus sekali kalau begitu besok pulang kantor kita ke sana. That's great. In that case, tomorrow after office we go there. Terima kasih. Terima kasih. Thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow, with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will present you an Indonesian famous singer, Mulan Jameela. She was born in Garut on August 23, 1979. Mulan Jameela began her popularity in 2005 when she became the lead singer of Duo Ratu. The listener, to initiate today's edition of Music Corner, let's listen to the coming song entitled Abracadabra. Happy listening. Listener, Mulan Jamila, or by the original name Raden Terry Tantri Wulansari, is an Indonesian famous singer and actress. Her name became popular when she became the lead singer of Duo Ratu, which was successfully as female music group in 2000s. Previously, Mulan Jamila recorded a solo album but did not success in the market. After retreating from Duo Ratu in 2007, Mulan released her album entitled Mulan Jamila in 2008 that raised the name became most popular female solo singer in Indonesia at that time with a distinctive gravelly voice. Well, listener, now let's listen to the next song entitled Bukan Aku Takut by Mulan Jamila. Happy listening.
Ku tak peduli bila ku benar-benar cinta mati. Ku tak peduli, ku memang begini.
Listener, in 2008, Mulan also officially joined with the Republic Cinta Management and released her first solo album that was dominated by pop rock music. Mulan's debut album brought four hits, namely Makhluk Tuhan Paling Seksi, Wonder Woman, Bukan Aku Takut, and Jatuh Cinta Lagi. Later, the song has exceeded sales of 75,000 copies. From the song, Mulan Jamila also received Platinum Award by EMI or Electric and Musical Industries. Within a few months, Mulan has been able to get a number of award nominations. She even became the only Indonesian soloist who was nominated at the MTV Asia Award 2008 in Genting, Malaysia. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs, entitled Makhluk Tuhan Paling Seksi and Aku Jatuh Cinta Lagi by Mulan Jamila. Happy listening. And sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz. 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.